what do you call a shop in town where you can go to get some money for a belonging of yours and get a ticket for it and might be able to...
Loan shop?
They usually, the sign for it has these three balls.
Oh, pawn shop? Yeah.
You have those in town?
Yeah, we got one, I think. To my knowledge, no, we've been there a long time.
But we were talking about moonshine and beer and all that. Have you ever heard any terms for different kinds of wine?
Wine, no. Cheap winos, I mean, all kinds of liquor stores and joints where they sell wine and beer and whiskey. We got lots of those here. Being a seaport town, you can find practically everything here. Really?
I bet you so.
Yeah.
Well, what about, what do you call the man who delivers your mail? That's the...
Postman or
and the man,
mailman.
And the man who picks up your garbage is your...
Garbage man, trash man.
What would you say a person has if he's able to get influence from City Hall? You'd say he has a lot of...
Pull.
Have you ever heard of a city employee who really doesn't have an actual job or any responsibilities, but he still gets paid? He has some sort of position, you know, that is kind of a phony thing.
Yeah.
He doesn't do anything, but he gets paid for it.
Huh? I guess so, Grant.
Robert's looking for you.
I mean.
Talking about a person with a job like that, have you ever heard it called a payroller? Is that term?
No, I haven't really had that experience. A gravy train job, gravy something train. Like that.
What would you call those large food stores that you have in shopping?
Chain stores, shopping center, yeah. Shopping center, chain stores.
Have you ever heard, are they called supermarkets around
here?
That's
right, supermarket would be the name too.
Or is there a store that you might go to if you're shopping for special foods, if you're having a party, you know, special meats or...
No, yes, only an Emporium is the only one I know here. The balance of these supermarkets.
Well, what about Noms?
Could you call that a delicatessen?
John would be more delicatessen.
Well,
Don
is a caterer.
Well, he serves food there, and he has special, corned beef and things like that, yes.
Well, say, getting back to school for a minute, what would you call the type of school that you start in?
Kindergarten.
Kindergarten, and then after that you go to
grammar school.
Which grades are in?
As a rule, they go to the 6th or 7th, and then up to junior high, and then high school.
I see. What about, talking about this after we finished yesterday, but the different political parties, you say you have people are either...
Republican or Democrats, right.
What would you call a young person who has, the term used to be used, had very long hair and, you know...
Hippie.
Had a reputation for using drugs and all that.
You'd say hippie, I guess, a common word or no good.
Hippie. Or when you were a young boy, did you have another boy who was you were very close to?
Yes, yeah, a very good friend. Matter of fact, they're still living.
What did you call him? You say he was your...
Well, my friend, that's all. We never argued, never quarreled. 70 some odd years.
Did you ever use the word best friend?
Well, yes, but then we were very close and agreeable to one another.
Well, were there several children or a group of children that you regularly played with?
Yes, after I became 8 or 9 years old, maybe 10 years old, we would play baseball and things like that. Bushmobiles, you know.
Did you ever hear of having gangs in the neighborhood or anything like
no,
that?
No, we were not considered as a gang, okay. No.
Have you ever heard of a grown-up person who was not actually the parent of a young child, but he, you know, acted as if he were, he would take care of the child and maybe go out with him if the child was from a destitute family, something like that?
Offhand, I don't recall. I'm sure there were, but offhand, I don't recall of any.
Are you familiar with the terms play daddy or play
no,
mama?
No, no, like no. I'm not familiar with that. I'm sure there were some nice people that way.
Did you ever hear of